Okay, we're good. Who's introing?
Me.
Do the intro.
Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast. It is me, quite as always, joined by our hosts, Wild Spartans
Hi.
and FPS Diesel. I'm
I'm the
coming to you from a.
asshole. Oh, fuck you. How dare
What?
you?
What?
What?
I was
What
making
did we
a
miss?
joke and quite cut
Yeah,
me
then you cut
off.
him off.
How dare you?
Oof.
It wasn't funny anyway.
Sorry. But I'm coming to you from the comfort of my bed because me and Brandon are on opposite sides of the house recording this podcast. It's great.
Yeah, and if he was next to me at the table, it would leak through the audio.
Both
You
of you
should
sound fucking horrendous right now, by the way. I just
have. My
But
blue
I sound that
snowballs.
bad?
My blue snowball sitting next to me on the bed.
I sound that
I
bad?
mean, you both sound sick, but you
Oh,
also
okay.
both sound like Doogie.
Well,
Comparatively, Doogie.
is mine like reverb and shit?
No, it's not like that bad, but I can tell you're in a room with a high ceiling.
Yeah, and it's also like not enough shit in it.
Yeah.
So reverb. Yeah, and then I'm using my wireless headphones because I lost the wire to them, and you all sound like shit to me. Because,
Well,
you know.
I'm using $30 earbuds. It's great.
Yeah, I lost the wire. And then the fucking chairs, like they're just not sturdy. They fucking squeak
My
all
back is
the
gonna fucking give out.
time. Okay, let's fucking get this going with the first topic here. To us discuss on the sick podcast. Man, Diesel, you're usually the one that's fucking sick or something. It's
Well,
usually not us.
do I sound sick? I don't feel sick at all.
You don't
I don't
sound
know.
sick.
It just sounds like it's stuffy, but it might be the microphone.
I'm my nose is a little stuffed, but I'm not like sick or anything, I don't think.
I definitely sound stuffy. I can guarantee
Oh,
that.
he
You
does. He
do.
does.
You sound like you got a bunch of subreddits stuck up your nose.
I do. I fucking do. You're entirely correct. You know what's
Brandon.
also stuck up my nose? Fucking Aquaman, because that movie was fucking boogers, dude.
Man,
Bad movie.
that was what we call a reach, ladies and gentlemen.
That was fucking good. Fuck you, bro.
It was boogers, dude.
That
That
was
movie
fucking
sucked.
good.
I'm not a very picky like moviegoer. Like I kind of watch anything and be like, that
We're
was decent, but
yeah.
that movie was doo-doo.
We're pretty casual fucking movie viewers, but it's like fucking Aquaman was so bad.
What did you
Like
think of the
there was
special effects?
I there were
it
certain
wasn't
bits
that bad.
there were certain bits where like it like the VFX was actually like really fucking good. But then like through like if you want to look at it consistently through the movie, like and you look at Ocean Master's eyebrows, like it just put me off
They
so
named
much.
him Ocean
Okay, that
Master.
was Harvey's
Like,
name. Ocean Master's a sick ass name, fuck
no,
you.
it is not.
Yeah,
It
keep
is a
calling him
terrible
Bible
name.
Man.
Listen, dude, fucking like imagine being called Aquaman versus Ocean Master. I'd take
I'd
Ocean
rather be
Master.
called. I mean, yeah, but they both sound cheesy.
But it's like being called Batman. You're naming yourself after fucking Bat, but it's still cool.
That's true. But, like, I don't know. Overall, the movie was just like real shit. Like, it was like a. It was just a DC movie.
I wouldn't say it was
Like.
sh I'd say I wouldn't say shit. I'd give it like a 5 out of 10, which is like baseline.
I said 5 to 6 because like I did enjoy parts of it. Like it wasn't like I was hating the entire thing, but like compared to Wonder Woman, I think it was a lot worse.
To put this in perspective, when I first saw Solo, I thought it was an incredibly average movie. And then I watched Aquaman, and then we watched Solo on Netflix like the day after, and I realized, dang, I like Solo a lot more after coming
No,
out because of all
yeah,
that.
no. I thought Solo was fucking horrendous. This being
Dude,
said, I didn't see Aquaman, but like
If
Solo
you
was
thought Solo
awful.
was bad, you're gonna think Aquaman is like
Like, I
ten
didn't think
times
Solo was
worse.
bad. It was just like the most average thing I've ever seen. Like, Aquaman is, I think it's the new most average thing I've ever seen.
It was so like it wasn't necessarily like bad, but like it was just so cliche. It
There,
was ridiculous.
like when fucking like did you guys see that song that Pitbull did with Rio where they sampled Africa by Toto?
No.
It started playing like I knew about that song because The Needle Drop did a fucking track review in it. It's a really fucking bad song, go figure. But like when it started playing in the movie, I was laughing my ass off.
I don't know, that the movie was just so and then someone fell asleep
Yeah, so the dude
next to
next to me
you.
fell asleep like twice.
Yeah.
Nice. It was fucking great.
It was just such a cliche movie though. Like if you were watching it, you'd be like, I know what's gonna happen after like every decision. Like you're like, You're like, oh, obviously this thing's gonna happen.
I mean, it subverted my expectations, but like not in like any meaningful way. Like, I thought full spoilers for the movie, by the way, because we really don't give a shit. I'm sorry, but like,
honestly, it's not worth like. I don't even know if it's worth the spoiler word.
I don't regret watching the movie. Like, I enjoyed my time there mostly because I got to talk shit about it on the way back home with the buds. But it's like, Aquaman subverted my expectations because I really thought his dad was gonna die like in that opening sequence. Like, I was like, oh, he's still alive.
That's I was gonna die, so my expectations weren't met.
I was really happy at the end. Like, it was really stupid to get like happy about it, but like when they got back together, it like his mom and his dad, Jango Fett, it made me happy. Oh yeah, the best part about the movie is that his dad is Jango Fett and he has a really cute dog.
Yeah.
Also, that was the best movie review ever.
Oh yeah, there's also fucking the action segments. Like, those were actually pretty damn solid. Like,
no, the action was definitely better than most movies because like they had a nice camera like setup compared to other ones.
It's definitely, I'd say it's like the best hand to hand combat sequence in a DC film since that warehouse scene from Batman v Superman. Like, they for most of the action scenes they went for this like a wide camera angle, like you know how like that lens we used to record the podcasts like when we're doing them.
Yeah.
Like, we have to use that big wide lens one. They used the lens like that for all the action sequences, and they would like follow the person fighting multiple people throughout, and it was like a really neat effect. And I like some of the there's one scene at the end where it was like these fucking crab people fighting Atlantis or some shit, and like the war scene with no music was actually pretty dope. But overall the action was probably the best part.
Yeah, and then everything else was like super cliche. Yeah. Like the love interest, like how they like I would say gradually like got invested in each other, but it was pretty fucking sudden. Like, they started off hating each other like usual, then they held hands and they kissed, and then at the end of it they were basically married.
That's like every fucking movie ever.
I know, it was so cliche. It was so fucking cliche. Like, you knew what was gonna happen whenever something happened, so it's like,
you know, it's like it's so sad that Quaid is like, my expectations were subverted when the dad didn't die.
Yeah, I know. Because
that's such like a, to have the mentor like father figures in movies die, like Uncle Ben dies.
Yeah, and then
like
the entire the entire movie they're taking hints of the mom's dead, and it's like, yeah, your mom got sacrificed to like these fucking weird fish things, and it's like, you don't know if she's dead. Whoop-de-doo, she's not dead. I am in deep shock.
That's usually how it goes. Like, that fucking like, so apparently there's like this bit about the hidden sea or some shit in the movie, and fucking the hidden sea is the fucking Earth's core. Apparently. And I was like, is Dwayne The Rock Johnson going to pop up somewhere? Where's fuck? Ugh, it hurt. It
did. Yeah, the Earth's core. There's apparently a myth that the Earth's core is like you can live there.
Yeah,
and there's
like
ancient creatures
there's
in the
like
Earth's core.
And shit, but like,
yeah,
it's a myth. But it's like, it's fun to play with in your head or whatever. But, and his mom was living there. Because that's where like the fucking, there's a portal. Like, in like where they go, where they sacrificed her, all the fucking like weird reptile things that have only teeth to eat you with. Like,
yeah, they're weird fish.
There's a portal where they live that takes you to the center of the Earth, apparently. Like, it's
yeah, great. And then the only way to get out was to get this like mega weapon, and then like whoop-de-doo, there's a big thing guarding the big mega weapon, and then he had to conquer the big thing to get the big mega weapon, and you knew he would do it because
I know you're
superhero.
Saying big mega weapon, but it sounds like you're saying big N-word weapon. And I was like,
really?
Brandon, what the hell?
It does. I'll timestamp that.
He didn't say it, but it, like, it just sounded.
He clearly didn't, but it's like, it's just
my ears aren't
it's
working
like,
right. That doesn't
like,
sound like it to
you
me.
You are my neighbor. You are both my neighbors, and I love you very much. But, like, we cannot use
that. Sorry, Jesus. Just cut it out then. Fuck. Right.
There is the bit like, you know, do you know who directed this movie, Brandon?
No. Oh no, I just know that he's a horror guy.
Yeah,
he did a
James
bunch
Wan.
Of horror movies.
Like, he does only horror movies, and his only other movie I've seen in his filmography that wasn't Aquaman, that wasn't a horror film, was fucking Furious 7. Like,
I mean, it makes sense though, because
yeah,
like the creatures that were really irky were like really fucking irky.
Like
they were creepy things.
Like the scene where like they first got introduced, like that was actually a really good scene. Like, Mare's just sitting on the fucking deck of the boat, right? And then the weird fish thing is just standing there. Like, he's standing there watching. He's not going straight for the attack because he's trying to analyze his prey. It was actually, like, you could see his horror roots, like, coming through strong there. And, like, Yeah. James Wan just seemed like an odd choice for this movie, come to think of it.
No, it is an odd choice. It makes no sense. It's like, the only thing that's a hope for DC is Suicide Squad 2 because of James Gunn directing it.
Is he even
that's
directing it? Like, is that he, still
He's writing and directing. I'm pretty sure it's been confirmed.
Okay, let me look that up.
From my understanding, it's been confirmed that he is writing and directing Suicide Squad 2. So, it should actually be good. I mean, like, I didn't think Suicide Squad was that bad. I thought Suicide Squad was better than Aquaman.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't. I know you don't think so. I thought it personally was better.
You thought Suicide Squad. I thought Suicide Squad was boring.
Batman versus Superman was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my fucking life.
DC confirms James Gunn for Suicide Squad 2. Promises fresh take on the franchise. Okay, I think it was. I think he is.
Confirmed. Yeah, but
Batman v Superman, like.
That movie sucked ass.
It's not.
That movie was so shit.
It's better than Aquaman, though.
Dude, that movie is 3 hours of boring.
I watched it on a fucking plane, and I almost clicked off multiple times. And I was on a goddamn plane with nothing to do. And I almost stopped watching it. I was that fucking bored. That movie sucked.
You know, it's still really weird to think, like, what? It was such a fucking blip. Like, back in the day, like, everybody was super hyped for that shit. But then we realized,
and then it came out, and everyone's like, this is so bad.
It's literally, like, it has Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman, right? But it's just, like, such an out-of-nowhere movie, I guess. Like,
the story, like, I don't know. It felt, everything just felt so rushed. Like, to me. Like, it felt like they were moving through the story way too fast.
Yeah, they tried to do the reverse Marvel thing. Like, and people have been over this a million times that, like the reason Justice League didn't work so well was because they tried to stuff all that shit, like introducing all these characters at once. But I don't know how true that is, because Guardians of the Galaxy worked and they introduced like 5 characters at once.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Marvel just has had like a lot more practice with it. Like people have been saying that DC is currently where Marvel was at, like when they started working on Iron Man. Like, that's what people are comparing it to.
The thing is, Iron Man was a really good film.
Wait, what the fuck is... Yeah, Iron Man was really good, but wait, what other DC film that looks promising is coming out? It's like...
Shazam,
yeah, I want to see that one. That one
looks
good.
Shazam looks like it could be kind of solid, but also kid actors.
I thought Wonder Woman was good, first of all.
I thought Wonder Woman was good, too.
I think if DC had actually, like, done the individual movies first, they wouldn't be so far behind Marvel. And the difference between, like, a Guardians of the Galaxy and an Aquaman is that Aquaman is one person, but Guardians of the Galaxy is an ensemble, so you don't need to spend an entire movie introducing the fucking raccoon and the tree. Like, they're just...
I know, but it's like...
It's different.
I don't know about that, because it's like, when you see Justice League and they try to introduce Cyborg, Aquaman, in the Flash all at once, like, as 3 individual characters that are completely new, minus very minor cameos in previous films, and then you look at Guardians, who have characters like Gamora, fucking Peter Quill, and even Rocket to a degree, who are about as fleshed out as any individual Avenger. Like, I think, like, there's something to be said that it's not, like, a deal of how many people you're adding, or, like, that they need their own solo movie first. It's just a matter of how you execute a team film.
Yeah, also, Aquaman's, like, the way they built up Aquaman as a character was, like, The start of the story made sense, where they introduced, like, the mom and the dad and things like that. There's just one segment, you know, in, like, was it the trailer where, like, the kids were picking on him and he talked to the shark?
Yeah, he talked to the fish.
Yeah, like, in the movie, like, it seemed like that'd be fleshed out more, but it wasn't. It was just, like, literally that clip, and then, like, it went into his adulthood. It was like, that seems so pointless. It's like, you could have just fucking skipped that entirely. Like, we didn't even need that part.
So you can just talk to fish?
Yeah, but it's like, there could have been like a better way to introduce the way he talks to fish. Like, it was like, I don't know, because like, that was the only segment of him being a kid, the only segment, and then it just like, just disappeared. It just, I don't know, it didn't flow right, in my opinion. It was weird transition.
So Aquaman, yeah, is an OC.
It depends. If you're a DC fan, I'd go for it.
If you're one of the 5 people who like to go to those movies. You should go.
Yeah,
to
I mean, like,
one.
To be fair, I've seen every DC movie in theaters except for Man of Steel, so I will take an L here.
I saw Man of Steel in theaters. God, that was, it was awful.
Ironically,
isn't the one with the
Man
CGI face
was like my second favorite DC film?
Okay,
isn't the one with the CGI face?
No,
that's Justice League.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, Man of Steel was like watching a disaster movie. Like, I don't know. It was a good bad time. Like, it's in the theaters, like, it benefited from that.
I watched it on my own, and, like, I don't remember being too bothered by it at the time. Looking back, I can see the issues people had, but it's like, I don't know, he's like a retard newborn Superman. It's his first time. He can break a couple necks. Everybody has time to learn, you know?
It was so violent.
Everybody takes
me. That's coming from me. It was violent.
I don't think I've watched this.
You haven't seen Man of Steel?
It's a good watch.
I don't think so.
I guess we'll watch it tonight. Watch damn. It.
Damn. I miss you guys. I wish I was there. Fuck.
Miss you too.
I'm sorry.
We wish you were here too.
Yeah, I wish you were here so we could pick on you.
Are you kidding me? Be quiet. I bet you're wearing a purple hoodie Diesel, right now,
it's just
aren't
not
you?
The same, Brandon.
I am not wearing a purple hoodie. I'm wearing my Discord
same,
partner
Brandon,
hoodie.
Henry and Anna like have like epic group sex every night, and I'm just left alone.
Oh my god, the stands are gonna have a field day with that one sentence.
Should we cut that out?
No, I'm leaving it in. God, I mean, okay, look. What did we watch when I was there? Oh yeah, Infinity War. That was a great movie. Love that movie. 10 out of 10.
I love Infinity War.
I was like, I forgot.
We went to
Spider-Verse as well while I was there.
Yeah, Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we already talked about this. We were like, yeah, the end meme was the best meme. It was a bonus meme. PewDiePie bonus memes. That's what it was. It was a bonus meme. I mean, like, we didn't stay to the end of Aquaman to see there's any end credits because we're like, it's DC. Do we really care?
I wanted to stay, but they didn't.
No one else wanted to stay.
Who do you even think would have shown up? Was there an after credits to Aquaman? Jamie, look that up.
There was a mid credits scene, and I'm apparently in it. Like, one of my favorite DC characters is fucking Black Manta for no good ass reason. I don't know why, but I love him. But,
oh yeah, Black Manta in the fucking movie was so pointless too. He was there for like 3 seconds and got killed.
Black Manta was only in the movie for like 3 seconds. What the fuck?
No, seriously. So towards the start,
he was being. I think what I said when we were watching it that he's being set up for a future film was right.
Yeah, but it just felt so forced.
The mid credit scene is him getting saved and like them showing his fate. That's the mid credit scene.
It felt so forced though. So basically, right? Okay, so towards the start of the movie,
I love to be. You can't change my mind.
Towards the start of the movie, what happened was they invaded the ship. And then Aquaman invaded the ship they invaded and killed all of them and then killed his father, or let him die, I should say.
He killed Black Manta's daddy.
Yeah, and then I'm sorry if I spoiled it for anybody, but like it's not a good movie.
We already said no. We already said full spoilers. Like,
sorry. Yeah, we didn't say that ended, so technically,
dude,
it's your problem.
I'm not going to remember any of this anyway, so I could probably go and watch Aquaman and be like, oh,
no, okay,
man,
but
this
then towards the start of the movie, it was like, oh yeah, his father died. What a surprise. Now he's going to want vengeance on him. And then what a surprise he does. So then Atlanteans give him like this tech and he makes a suit out of it. And then he chases Aquaman and then dies in like 5 minutes. Or he gets knocked off a cliff in like 5 minutes. So it was like, honestly, he probably had like at most 20 to 25 minutes of screen time, I'd say. So it wasn't that long. But he felt pretty forced, in my opinion.
I do like Black Manta, though. He looks fantastic.
No, I think he would have been good as an independent villain, but like it just felt like they were jamming too many fucking villains into play.
I'm just so happy they like just went full in with his costume. Like, they're like, fuck it, dude. He can have the big Stingray helmet. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
like,
his costume
and, like,
was good.
Even in the action, like, the action scenes for him were good, but like you could tell how clunky the fucking helmet looked. Because it's like a flat fucking disc.
It does look really
I loved
clunky.
It so much. I loved it so much.
Okay, speaking of, I don't know, clunky transitions, Diesel, take it away.
So, Soulja Boy has just been rolling in internet clout these days. But there's an Ariana Grande song that sounds a lot like the Soulja Boy song that goes... Wait, I forget how it goes. Quite
this
new thing.
Right here is my pretty boy swag.
Oh, that was Soulja Boy?
That's
Soulja
Boy. It's that meme.
Like, the one you hear on TikTok's a remix, but
oh
yeah,
my God,
those
what
are
sure
that's Soulja Boy's voice.
Okay, so then Ariana Grande copied him?
Yes.
Not actually, but like, as a funny meme, yeah.
Well, like...
What happened?
They were talking about it on some Daily Show, right? Yeah.
They were joking about it, but it's like, you know that like really that really like, you know, not generic but like common flow like in trap and shit where it's like it's like this right here, like that flow, you hear it all the time, so you like if you heard that Soulja Boy today, you'd think it's an actual song for today, right? Well, like she used a similar flow in or like a similar sound in a fucking her new Seven Rings song. And like this different artist, I think her name's Naomi. I've seen her around, but I don't think I've listened to her music. But like she like unironically accused Ariana Grande of stealing like one of her songs.
Okay.
And then like there's a whole, it's a whole mess. But
so the real original, Ariana Grande stole Soulja Boy's song.
I mean, not really, but like yes.
Okay.
I say she did. Cause why not?
Okay.
I'm repping my boy Soulja Boy. He is one of the best memes.
Oh my god, shut up. Of 2019. Oh, they're gonna say fucking rapper. I'm no. like, fucking
he says,
kidding
he,
me.
Well, he that tweeted, too, that too. He tweeted 5 minutes ago, I'm the hottest rapper in the game right now. Word.
Yeah, alright.
How does he still get fucking Twitter moments about him? Like, Soulja Boy is like unreasonably relevant for the amount of hits he's had in the last 5 years.
No, like, fucking, it's because of his game console crap recently.
No,
like,
not even just that, but like before that, like he was still a massive fucking meme and shit. Like he gets stupid amount.
I mean, I don't know about you, but in middle school, I would dance to the Soulja Boy song.
I know,
all
but
the time.
It's like he's not just like a one hit wonder. Like he's like, when was the last time you heard anything about Trinidad James?
I don't fucking know.
I don't even know who Trinidad
yeah, exactly.
James is.
Soulja Boy stayed fucking alive, even though his music's dead.
He stayed alive because he's such a fucking idiot. Like, that's the only reason. Unless he's, like, being an idiot on purpose, he's just an idiot. Like, that's the only reason he's fucking relevant.
Who even knows nowadays?
Because, like, only reason people are fucking talking to him now, or talking about him now, is because the fucking Soulja Boy
this
game
is,
console.
This is Soulja Boy's hot take on Kanye West, though, and this shit's hilarious.
What's his
you're not
take?
Walt Disney. You're not Steve Jobs. Only thing you did was come up with some pair of tennis shoes, and them's ugly as shits.
I don't think Yeezys are that ugly.
Yeezys I think are Yeezys slick, are gross.
Buddy. I don't think they're ugly. I just think that there's a lot of
there's
fucking
certain
rip-offs.
Ones that look like they're water flotation devices. Okay.
No, they do. I mean, like Henry has fucking a pair of not, like Adidas
Yeezys.
Shoes.
He has
they
Yeezys.
Look like Yeezys.
Yeah, like I remember I was with Niall like in Melbourne, and he just bought a fucking 1K pair of Yeezys at a shop.
It's fucking insane.
Like, and I was like, really, bro? Like, what, bro?
I have a friend Oops. Who would stand like he would like do the sneaker reselling thing, and he'd go and he'd stand outside a Foot Locker at like midnight to go get a pair of ugly ass fucking sneakers just so he could resell them for $100 profit. And
dude,
I mean, like,
I do respect
okay,
that.
But I don't know. I'm just too lazy to get out of my house when I could relaxingly like sit around at home.
You're too lazy to get out of your house
to get a pair of shoes.
What? That's like one of the reasons you leave the house.
I
no,
mean,
to like
I could
stay
just Amazon
out, no, to like stay out in the morning, like till like at 3.
Oh,
a.m.
you mean get like exclusive shoes? Okay. I thought you were just saying in general. I was really fucking confused. I was like, you don't leave your house to get new shoes ever?
No, I've left my house to get new shoes. That's okay. One of my favorite pastimes to do that at normal hours.
Yeah, like at fucking 3 p.m. or something. A normal time to get shoes.
Yes.
Sick.
Oh, what else did Soulja Boy do that was interesting? Okay, so Soulja Boy tweeted out recently that he needed money, and then he just like linked like I think it was like a Cash App link. It just said the person who donates the most money gets like a fucking Soulja watch.
He said the best part was he said a random person who donates the most money. A random person who donates
have,
the most money.
Have people even like gotten their Soulja Boy products that they ordered?
I don't know. I don't know if they got the actual one or if they just bought the one on Amazon for video's sake.
Because I know shipping can take a long time, depending on where it comes from. But like, it shouldn't take more than 2 fucking weeks to get a product you buy. You know,
yeah.
So like, is he just not shipping them out?
I don't know. I don't know what the fucking whole deal with this shit is. I don't know if like he actually had them or if like he just ordered a really shit shipping. Because
I ordered a Little Mac Amiibo, like, fucking January 11th, and it still hasn't. Wait, no, that's when it's expected.
You could have right, just gone to the store and bought one in all that time. Like,
well, I was like, you know, I can just get it online. It's going to get here in like a week or something. Nope. I ordered it December 11th and was supposed to get here January 11th and it still hasn't arrived at my house. So I'm going to have to fucking either leave these motherfuckers some bad feedback or ask for my item because it's been like a month and a half.
I would like to speak to your manager, please. I'm Wild Spartans. Do you know who I am?
I would like do an accent, but I'm not feeling it.
Wild Spartans is a Jewish housewife, apparently.
Where the fuck did you get Jewish from?
I don't know. It just sounded South like Park. Those ladies.
South Park.
That's
what it sounded like. It sounded like South Park. Kyle's mom.
Right now I can see it now. The article says FPS Diesel anti-Semite.
It's a fucking. It's the soccer mom meme. Or like
Karen took the kid's wife.
You sounded just like. Isn't it Kyle who's the Jewish kid in South Park? Yeah, you sounded just like Kyle's mom.
Okay, so I'm not, like, fucking... Well, I know she's... Okay, you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to defend this. I don't need to defend
it. Oh, this reminds me of the time the fucking South Park creator said that watching PewDiePie's Let's Play of the Stick of Truth was good for the fucking next game.
Really? Damn.
Yes. They said his Let's Play was good for feedback, apparently.
Oh.
Who was?
PewDiePie's Let's Play of the Stick of Truth.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Yeah, they said it was a useful resource.
I need to play the South Park games. I still haven't touched them. I think I own the Stick of Truth, but I haven't played it. Because I think I got it for really cheap. Let me check. Maybe I don't. Oh, wait. Oh, no, I don't. Damn it. Well, game over.
Game over, gamers.
That is a raw moment.
I don't own it.
You could probably get it for real cheap.
Yeah, it probably could. Anyways, so... Machinima is owned by Fullscreen now?
Yeah, Diesel? Okay. So, like, here's the short and skinny. Here's the rub. So, Machinima, first of all, their parent company, Otter Media, laid off 10% of its staff during reorganizations, which probably means...
Only 10%?
They are going to go under soon, but...
Well, it's fucking Machinima, and, like, no one likes Machinima.
Well, they have a parent company that does other, like, media crap outside of just, like, Machinima, right?
Okay.
And so, like, Machinima's their digital gaming, like, end of that. You know, like a Polygon Video or whatever. Like, basically, that's what they are.
Okay.
Anyway, they're reorganized under AT&T now, right? And so this was, like, under, like, the Time Warner acquisition and all that bullshit. So a bunch of people... got fired, and then a bunch of the content creators who work with Machinima are now, without any warning, just being partnered with Fullscreen against their will.
That's kind of fucked.
I don't know what's worse, being part of Machinima or Fullscreen. Oof.
Yeah, that sucks. That's really shit. I don't, like, Machinima's contracts are so bad, some of those creators are probably in there from, like, 2010. The way back days. But yeah. So they're probably gonna file for bankruptcy at some point. I don't know, this usually is what happens. They shift around the organization and then all of a sudden
there's none. And then they give up. They're like, you know what, we tried.
Let's
we
just
tried
cut
to
our
sell
losses
the company.
And get rid of the guys who make that weird Transformers show. Because Machinima
didn't Machinima technically make Red versus Blue?
No, that was Rooster Teeth.
That was Rooster Teeth. Yeah. Okay, weren't they partnered at the time?
No,
maybe, but they didn't make it.
Okay.
Oh my God, the entire Machinima channel is like, why are there no thumbnails? It's just no thumbnails. This is like looking at a graveyard.
Machinima is a graveyard. It's true,
I know though. We've talked about it on the podcast before, but their redesign looks horrendous.
It does. It looks really fucking ugly.
They do be like that.
Yeah, they all of their videos are gone. All of their videos. So Machinima is probably no more. Because, like, somebody was on the account just liking videos because it's, like, in response to SoFlo Antonio from H2H3 Productions 2 years ago.
He's just having a good time, isn't he?
God. That's really 12 sad.
12 million subscribers, dude. What a fucking powerhouse. Just gone like that. Snap of a finger.
Wow. That's pretty, like, you can't watch any of it. All of it is privated. That's really sad.
This used to be even the happy hour is fucking gone. Battlefield Friends, fucking gone.
Oh my God. It's a graveyard.
The guy who does Arby and the Chief has been trying to get all of his episodes back, and he's been, like, putting them out.
That actually, I mean, like, honestly, like, if Machinima goes under, like, that's genuinely, like, a really good thing for creators, because it's, like, they're honestly, like, a terrible predatory fucking MCN. Like, they're awful. They got so many people to sign up for 60, 40 fucking contracts back in 2013 for, like, their lifetimes. It wasn't even, like, a two-year agreement. It was their fucking lifetimes they made these people sign up for. It's ridiculous.
No, Machinima was, like, a total scam. They were super predatory with, the, like, how they acted online. There's tons of, like, horror stories from other, like, creators. I know before I rebranded my channel, what was it? Ross Boom Socks. I did a video about him trying to get out of Machinima and them, like, holding him by, like, legally hostage. So it was That's great times. That's so fucked up. You can still one episode of Minecraft The Noob Adventures. It's episode 23, and that's the only episode that's public.
Damn.
Start now. Binge the rest.
Start now. Don't. You won't be able to binge the rest.
That's fucked. Why did you laugh?
Are they still active? Are they? They're not even, like... Actually, they're kind of active on social media still, though. That's weird.
What are they...
Speaking of, like... Wait, are they active on social media? That's weird. But in terms of, like, 2013 content, you know what's, like, really amazing? And, like, I think we talked about it before. Like, Red vs. Blue is, like, genuinely really fucking good. I'm, like... I'm currently on, like, season one, and I'm rewatching it.
I need to as time goes.
You're going all the way back to season one, oof.
Uh-huh. I haven't watched it since I was, like, 13 years old. I know! I got a lot of binge, dude. I got a lot of stuff to binge whenever I want to. No, it's really fucking good. Like, it's held up really well, and I'm really impressed that, like, they made it on Netflix as well.
I think seasons, like, I think it's 7 to 12 are the best of Red versus Blue. I think those are the seasons I'm talking about.
I really like the old school look, though. Like, just playing in Halo. And really? Then fucking...
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like.
No, it's really
I liked
nostalgic.
All the world building crap, but then like after a while, it got to be a lot, and I was just like, "This is getting like too lore intensive," and I miss an episode.
It's also just like really stupid. Like they have a fucking like, they have like a Hispanic robot named like Lopez or something.
I love Lopez. I want to be able to channel Lopez when I'm older.
It's just so like great. It's held up really well. I mean, that could just be, like, partially nostalgia. Is that a word?
Nostalgia.
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 Nostalgia. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia is like when you feel it in your gut and it starts to hurt. It's a type of disease.
There's a hurt? Ooh. There's no hurt in my
gut. There's a hurt. I felt nostalgia when I played Sonic 06 for the first time.
Oof.
Dude, fucking... Fuck up.
Why the fuck is there... There's a terrible Photoshop on machinima.com of some fucker playing at a game at a Tic Tac box. Is it real? They photo.
Why did you go to Machinima's website? Or are you on?
No, it's on their Twitter. It's on their Twitter.
I don't want to go to somewhere.
Because I want to see how many likes they get and how dead they are. They're really dead. I'm surprised they get this many likes, to be honest.
No likes.
I don't know. I mean, it's all Russian.
For
4 bots.
Million followers, that's real shit, but. Honestly, I don't think it's bots, because, like, the Twitter audit thing is, it's honestly not that accurate. I don't know how it measures it, but, like, back in, like, I don't know when I did it, like, 2014, it said I had, like, 30% bots or something, and I was like, that's really fucking weird. And then you go do it now, and it's, like, 4%, and I'm like, what the fuck? How do I even have bots, period? Like, I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know how accurate it is. Especially, like, I don't know. I think dead followers count as bots, according to that website.
Potentially, really? And also, like, spam porn, whatever shit.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they fucking get it. I don't know. I think it's, like, a general thing. Like, if it's over 50%, and it's like, oh, that's, like, oh, that's not good. But first-person Fortnite. Thank you, Machinima.
First-person Fortnite. That sounds so like weird. My channel in a fucking alternate reality.
First-person Fortnite. It's great. Dude, fucking VR Fortnite.
That sounds like cancer.
It does sound like cancer. It also sounds kind of interesting.
So you guys want to get into the big boy topic?
Ooh.
What's the big boy topic?
Who's going to introduce it? Diesel is, because it's on
I think it's Diesel's big boy topic.
I mean, we've all been following it, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been following it for a long time.
So I know a lot of our audience is probably irritated as hell with how many Quackity-related videos videos are being uploaded recently.
Okay, it's literally been three at this point. Like, it's not that much.
It's me, you, Kappa just uploaded one.
Oh, Kappa did?
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
Okay, so four?
He so, just yeah, uploaded like, one like an hour ago.
Okay, yeah, but like, yeah, I guess.
But yeah, okay, the gist of it is if you've not been paying attention to us, but watch the podcast anyway, Quackity, a dear friend of ours, was banned from Discord. And he was banned from Discord because he does raids, quote-unquote. But it wasn't necessarily that. It was pretty much because he did a video about furry Discords. And the mod who banned him was a furry and was offended by the video. And so now he's trying to get his Discord back from Discord. And Discord hasn't said anything in, like, what is it, 3-4 days now?
Yeah, they haven't publicly said anything about
it's
it.
Like, it's like 200 tweets a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you go to their like any tweet they've recently made, you just scroll down like a couple tweets, you'll at least one person talking about Quackity. And then also like
replies, like even when they make replies to people and shit, like it's
just, yeah, they'll make a bunch of replies to bump it out of like the fucking reply section.
Like they reply to like people asking for help, and then to their replies of like them helping people, it's like yeah, yeah. Quackity.
Yeah, I tried doing that. They wouldn't answer me. I think they have me soft blocked.
But whatchamacallit? The subreddit. The subreddit's apparently like always been super anti critique of Discord. I saw a really long post about the mods, and then the mods responded to it saying like, "We allow open discourse, but like these posts were like bad." Or something like that. Like they were short shit posts or something like that. That was the justification for it. I don't know much about that, but I do know that there is history of the trust and safety team neglecting a bunch of issues. And like, I've seen more people tell me about the issues they've neglected as this has unfolded. So
yeah, that's interesting. Since I like spoke about it on Twitter and like did a video, and I'm sure quite you can attest to this, but people have been like, either tweeting me or saying in my comments, it's like, yeah, I was banned by, like, the same person as well, and this is the reason why I was banned, and it was, like, not justified, and there's, like, tons of these stories that are, like...
I've been getting some of that, too, yeah.
Yeah, there's just been I've also, people all saying
I have,
this
like, I have no way of verifying those, like short of reaching out.
Like, yeah, this is just stuff we've read online of people posting about their situations.
In my comment section, so, like, bear that in mind.
Yeah.
And, like, also keep in mind, like, the only reason, like, we can't necessarily prove this because we don't have, like, every exchange, but, like, there is enough to, like, raise a question of, like, is this legit? Because, like, there's a lot of fucking posts about the trust and safety team neglecting real problems, like underage servers and shit like that. Like, underage dating servers, and just shooting for fucking dumb shit. And, like, there was also one post where it was, like, they justified, a trust and safety team member justified furry cub stuff, which is not good. It's like baby anthro stuff.
It's the equivalent of like lolly porn. Yeah.
Yeah, and like they defended it and were like, it's furry art, and I was like, that's not good. Like, you might as well just not fucking respond at that point instead of defending it. You know, if you don't want to get rid of it, don't fucking defend it. It's fucking stupid. But yeah, it definitely doesn't look good, especially since one of the moderators. From the trust and safety team used to moderate a subreddit, and then they got demoted.
So I saw that.
Like, yeah. And it's like, are you kidding me? You hired somebody that fucking got demoted from a goddamn subreddit. They couldn't moderate a subreddit correctly, and you want to hire them? You want to pay them to moderate your fucking application?
You know, like, none of this would have ever gotten out or become such a big issue had Quackity not been banned. You know.
And, no, honestly, no, seriously. I mean,
what was happening also, before he was banned was a complete injustice. But, like, in a way, it is kind of good that happened. But Quackity is dying. And then, I feel so also, bad for him.
This wouldn't be nearly as big of a deal if the fucking person that was talking to Quackity wasn't so unprofessional. Like, reading that message, it just makes you angry because it's so fucking opinionated. It doesn't even matter if, like, you're the person that got banned. It just sounds so passive-aggressive, but you're just like... Wow, you sound like a fucking dickhead. Yeah. Like,
I'm sure part of this, like, there's, like, our bias play again, because, like, we all know Quackity. He's, like, the sweetest fucking kid on planet Earth. And it's, like, fucking, like, you say, like, he harasses people and he's, like, trying to, like, fuck people's lives up. And we're like, you piece of shit. He never fucking does that shit. I would fucking stab you. No, I wouldn't.
But okay. I'm speaking in hyperbole. Please don't.
We're speaking in hyperbole, but you know, it's like Quackity's like the sweetest fucking person on earth, and it's like when you hear someone talk about him that way, I'm sure that's part of us playing into it, but it's like just being a dickhead through emails when you're supposed to be in a professional position is fucking stupid.
No, it really is, and it's like, I don't know, you shouldn't be fucking unprofessional. It's like, I get it, you know, people, you can get annoyed as like a customer service kind of person, but like, you need to keep it professional for the company's sake, you know? Like, I get if something annoys you and like something pisses you off, but like, you can't snap like that in a company's position, yeah. Or else you get situations like this.
It's like, I think like the whole diversity of thoughts and of people like comes into play here, because none of this would happen, not just if Quackity didn't get banned in the first place, but if when he got banned, if when he was trying to solve it privately, which he did for
he seriously did. Nobody, like, a lot of people don't realize that he was trying to, like, people are all like, I saw a couple people say something real stupid, like, oh, Quackity's going after Discord on Twitter, this is proof that he's toxic. And it's like, what do you expect him to do? Like, you're supposed to hold companies accountable. You can't just, like, let shit happen.
He spent pretty much, like, this entire year, like, his year so far has been him privately trying to sort this shit out with Discord before going public with it.
Yeah, and he waited up until he got his account deleted.
If they hadn't been a dickhead to him while he was going through that process, and like fucking like other people had reviewed the situation, like, and they could have given clarification if it was legit ban, or they could have moved it on, like, if another person like saw it and like, no, this is definitely a situation of bias. Like, either way, like, if
he got nowhere.
If they had those conflicting thoughts, if anything had happened, if it didn't just come to a standstill where they started ignoring him.
Yeah, they just completely neglected him after a certain point, and they're just like, ah, you know, it doesn't really matter. Your opinion's pretty much invalid. It was like, oh, okay, that's great. So, but he did it privately a lot longer than I would have, because he basically lost all chance of getting his account back with how long he waited to sort it out privately, because like he waited up until he got deleted, and he was like, well, fuck it, dude, my account's gone now. There's like no point. So. It's like, I don't know. It's a shit situation. And the fact that, like, the fact that a $2 billion fucking company has, like, a trust and safety team that is so unprofessional with how they ban people is ridiculous. Like, I'm surprised, like, this hasn't been talked about before. It's just like, there's tons of emails of people in the trust and safety team just being passive aggressive and, like, condescending and just really unprofessional with people. So, like, I don't know. I'm really fucking surprised. To be honest, it's just so weird. Like, because, like, you would never expect this from someone working at Skype.
You know? Does anyone still work at Skype, people. To be fair? Does anyone still work at Skype, Brandon?
I mean, yeah, someone fucking has to use Skype.
It's just fucking,
I don't know. Like,
lots of business contacts still use Skype.
Yeah,
true. But, like, we've obviously been very critical of Discord throughout, like, this segment of the podcast, but, like, we say that because, like, we love this program to death. Like, hell, we're using it to record this podcast right now.
No, it's genuinely a really solid program.
And it's like we don't want to see it fall to shit because it's something that we've enjoyed so thoroughly.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it, like, just turn into shit because, like, somebody can't just be unbiased or, like, have, like, you know.
It's not just, even that they can't.
I don't know, good judgment.
Not that, like, even asking someone to not be biased, because, like, there's going to be slip-ups like this. Like, Quackity's account getting banned could have happened.
Yeah, but it's like,
the issue is there's no one there to question. Like, it doesn't seem like there's anyone there to question them on their decisions when they're
biased. It's like, you can love, like, a company or the programs that they put out, but there's nothing wrong with being critical or questioning the things that they do, you know? And, I mean, I think it's like, it's kind of like a microcosm of what's happening with YouTube, where it's like YouTubers are constantly bitching at YouTube, fix the platform, fix the platform, fix the platform, you know, and like YouTube's ignoring it and not doing anything like this. And we're in a position of like, we can actually, you know, do something about it. So we're going to do something about it. Like, I don't see, like, that's part of the reason I did a video, aside from Quackity being my friend.
Yeah, the people that are all like, oh, you're just proving the Discord person's point because you're having them spam Discord. It's a $2 billion company. Like I don't know what, like, how could you
have expectations of the thing, of the companies you're buying from?
Yeah, and it's like, how the fuck can you be like, oh yeah, dude, fucking Discord's totally the victim of the situation. This $2 billion company's really getting fucked over. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Victim, I'm sure they're referring to the mod individually, but it's like, I don't know. It's hard to say in that case. Like, I know Diesel has a different thought process on it than me, like, with the whole public being the name and all that shit.
In my opinion, like, as long as you keep it professional publicly, like, I don't know. I just don't think you should have used your, like, mod name as the same name you use for your, like, personal stuff on the internet. Because I think that's what, like, nobody would have been able to find those tweets had that not been the case, in my opinion.
You shouldn't associate your mod name with, like, your personal account and then complain about people going to your personal account, even though that's your mod name. You know? Like, and then you put it in your bio that you're a trust and safety member, and then you complain about people going to your personal account and talking to you about Discord, even though it says in your bio that you're a trust and safety member.
You can't expect that not to happen. Even, like, before this, I'm certain they got plenty of tweets being like, oh, this happened, can you take a look at it? You know? So, like, that's definitely something that's happened previous to this. And I realize, like, obviously it's a big step to, like, say that this person at this company is doing something wrong and you think they need to be held accountable for it. Like, that's a big step. That's like if I was a journalist at, like, a blog and someone I feel they committed, like, a wrongdoing at their job, and so, like, I wrote a piece about them, you know, that's the equivalent level of that this would be on, you know? So, obviously, like, I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't want to see anybody lose their job. Nobody wants to see that. But it's like...
No, I much rather...
I just want to see them get better at it.
I much rather have them just, like, be like, you know what? This is stupid. And just, like, revoke the ban and then understand, like, they need to be less biased and just do their jobs properly. I much rather have that happen.
I would much rather be like, I'm sorry I made a mistake, you know? Like...
Yeah, no, yeah. I'd much rather have that, but, like, I don't think they're going to do that.
They're going to do that. If I was their boss, I would be fuming. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, at this point, like, if they are listening to this podcast, they're probably just listening, like, so annoyed that we'd even insinuate that they're wrong. But, you know, and if they're not, I'm impressed. And if that comment didn't piss you off, I'm extra impressed. But it probably did. So.
Someone replied to my tweet saying that they banned Quackity in advance for the, like, wrongdoings he might do in the future. And, like, what an awful opinion is that? Like, what the fuck are you saying?
A lot of people in my comments section, like, were trying to refute, like, my whole me saying the raids thing was, like, relatively harmless. Like, and they brought up, like, the Roblox servers getting shut down and shit. And I'm like, fair enough. But Discord has known about those for a year.
Roblox forums actually got shut down months after Quackity's last raid.
Oh, so it wasn't even as a result of this.
No, it really wasn't.
So, yeah, no, none of that shit.
No, people blamed it on him, and I think he might have, like, ironically joked that he did it, but, like, he didn't do it. Like, let's be realistic.
Yeah, no, like,
honestly, the real reason Roblox probably closed down their forum was because of fucking child predators. That's probably the real reason.
But that's besides the point, though. That's besides the point. Like, the raids, they were trying to argue, like, actually caused, like, genuine grief or whatever, but it's not very long-lasting if it is. And also, it's, oh, fuck, I just lost my train of thought. Fuck me.
Oh, no.
No.
I remember now. But it's, like, Discord has known about this shit for a year, and they mentioned it to Quackity's staff, and they did something about it on Discord, and then they didn't contact him about the raids at all until after the Animal Jam one. A year later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, it didn't even seem like the only timing that there is for that fucking email is literally his furry Discord video. Because he put out a raid a couple weeks before, I believe, and there was no fucking message then. But then, like, the furry Discord video comes out, and then, oof, that's where the line's drawn. You know, like, fuck. And then, like, that video was, like, super fucking innocent. It was super innocent. Like, Quackity got bullied more than anything.
I mentioned in my video, the comedy comes from him being, like, so out of fucking place.
Yeah, it's like, it was such a mundane video. Like, I don't...
It's not like your Henry's Prairie videos where it's like, haha, parasitical, and it's like, fucking, that's it.
Yeah, no, it was super fucking chill, and, like, I don't know. It's just really surprising that's what did it.
The person I got in an argument with on Twitter was like, oh, think of the children. They're going on the Roblox forums and they're seeing swear words. And it was just like, your child is going on the internet. Of course there's swear words, you fucking mongoloid. But no, I couldn't fit that into my video, so, you know, I'm fitting in now.
Okay. People always, like, are really concerned with their fucking parents, or their, like, parents are always really concerned with their kids going online and like being exposed to things. And like, let me tell you something right now, parents, if you're listening, you're probably not. If you let your kid online, they're exposed to literally everything on the fucking planet, and nothing's going to stop that. So, you know, like, they're going to be exposed to cursing and a bunch of other things you don't want them to fucking see. It's bound to happen. The internet is a very open, free place where they can do whatever the fuck they want. So, like, I don't know. People always get really concerned with that. And like, in like middle school, people are all like, oh, I don't want my kids to learn about cursing. They know about cursing. They know about cursing. Okay. This is my tangent's done.
No, I couldn't believe, like, the person, like, and I don't mute people often, but, like, I'll do it if they're just, like, ignoring everything I'm saying. They're like, oh, they need to ban him in advance so that way we can make sure this never happens to children again. And I'm just like, okay, well, you know, the Minority Report is a great example of what the future's like. I'm certain that's a great world that we'd want to live in. You know, I love going down to New York City and the cops just stopping and frisking me and then being like, okay, sir, never mind. We thought you were going to commit a crime, but turns out you just got a big old banana in your pocket. Like, come on. Like, this shit's ridiculous.
You carry a banana in your pocket?
I mean, you never know, man. Sometimes you just get low on potassium and you need a... Boost it.
There is a that remind. I thought you were making a different kind of joke, but that reminds me of this one story I read like years back about like the dude with like the world's record biggest long like the world record longest penis. Like he got stopped at an airport because like the security thought his dick in his pants was a weapon.
Yeah, I mean, no, like, I did make a dick joke.
I'm pretty like doesn't it go down to like his fucking ankle?
No, it's like a foot long or something.
Okay. That's definitely expected. You know, if your fucking dick's that big, you're gonna have problems with TSA.
Jesus Christ.
Also, probably erectile dysfunction in the later age.
Oof.
Did you see that TSA played Sicko Mode in JFK?
What? No. I did not see that.
So, they were protesting the government shutdown by playing, like, rap music over the speakers.
Where was it? I think it was Pittsburgh? I think it was a Pittsburgh something, like, God damn it, I can't believe I forgot this. It was either Atlantic or fucking Pittsburgh or something like that. But they're fucking, they're rallying Friday. I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know if that means that they're going on strike or if it's something different. Diesel, enlighten me. Yeah, okay, wait. TSA officers will rally Friday at Pittsburgh International Airport. What does that mean, Diesel?
They're probably going to have a protest.
Okay, this is the article.
Yeah, they're probably going to have a protest.
It's not surprising. Oh, God.
They're going to go, Mr. Krabs is in there. I forgot
the lines, and they heard the uncensored version of
Seriously, though, like, fucking, like, massive respect to TSA agents right now, like, who are dealing with people's bullshit on a daily basis, and then also not getting paid directly for it.
Like, thanks for, like, doing your job even though you're not getting shit for it right now.
And it's a lot more than just them that aren't getting paid, by the way. There's a lot
like,
of people
that... To everybody in the government shutdown, like, who's not getting paid and shit, like...
Like, aren't teachers not getting paid?
Regardless,
I don't know who's not
guys,
getting paid, but I know TSA is not.
I know that...
It's like, regardless of what you guys think about the government shutdown, whoever's working during it and not getting paid for it, massive props to you. I hope you get paid.
Yeah, because, like, usually the government jobs are, like, the most important, especially TSA. Like, that shit's really fucking
very
important.
Public necessity kind of meme.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, if you're in a fucking flight somewhere and TSA goes on strike at the airport you're at... you're fucked.
Well, that's bad, leave. But imagine the air traffic controllers if they went on strike as well.
Oh my god, there was an article I saw where people were like, dude, we need to end this shutdown fast because, like, it was in a certain airport, I forgot which one, but it was like 20% of, like, the fucking air traffic control workers are eligible to retire.
Jesus.
In that airport, and they're like, we're already short on fucking air traffic control people, and now you're not paying them, and 20% of them are eligible to retire. You fucking kidding me? So yeah, it's not a good thing. It's definitely big bad. You know what also is big bad? When you're a company and you tell people to buy your competition.
Microsoft. God.
Yeah, so Microsoft is telling people to switch to iPhone or Android because they're killing off the Windows Phone.
I like the Windows Phone, like the concept of it, but like nobody wants one, so I never bought one.
No, Windows phones are, dude.
There was like a Windows phone with like a point and shoot camera built into it, and I'm like, that's
having
really
the Windows phone. Having the Windows phone at any point in your life was like the equivalent of having a fucking Nokia flip phone or something like that, like in 2018. Like, that is the equivalent.
I like how you it's link such... it to Reddit that links to the article, you fucking Reddit user.
Hey, what can I say? I use Reddit. Also, the site doesn't have a fucking... whatchamacallit? Great, I lost my train of thought. I love being sick. Sicko mode. It's great.
Brandon's gone full sicko mode.
I don't know if it's the air up here, but like I've been out of it this entire podcast.
Really?
I don't know what it is either.
I like the air up there. It's dry and clean, and sometimes vaguely smells of weed.
Well, I mean, it's high.
It's really dry. It's real dry.
It's like, listen, Diesel. I'm sitting in my fucking bed. My legs are under the covers. I'm really cozy. So like, I'm in like sleep mode right now. But I can't sleep. I have to record the podcast.
I mean, we're almost as good, but you just need to stall for another, like, 5 minutes.
God, this is so sad. I want to go back. I hate you guys. You guys went to the mountain literally a day after I left. Fuck you.
Sorry, Buster.
Fuck you.
We couldn't go in the snow.
Fuck you. I'll go by myself. I'll walk there.
We already thought we were going to fucking die because, like, we were driving down from the highway, and then this dude's fucking... There was a trucker, and, like, we smelled, like, burning, like, something, right? And we're like, oh, that doesn't smell good. We rolled out the video, we're like, oh my god, is this our fucking car? Is our car on fire? Like, is the brakes on fire for going downhill? And no, it's this fucking truck, and the back tires are literally on fire.
Wow, that's hot. Literally.
That's hot. It really was.
We were just glad it wasn't our fucking car.
If I were driving, our wheels would have been burning because we would have been speeding, getting there real quick.
Yeah, good luck on a fucking hybrid.
Yeah, no, there was fucking ice all over the roads, Diesel. I don't know if you'd want to do that.
I'll be like Tokyo Drift.
We were on fucking cliff sides, retard.
You never know.
I'll
bring my Subi. It'll be great.
Listen, Diesel, I do know because I fucking saw the roads. I was there.
Well, you know, I wasn't.
That's why I'm telling you, so you can get a picture of what I'm trying to share with you.
You know what I'll do? I'll go on Google Maps right now, and I'll you know, click my way up the mountain.
Fucking Street View.
The Street View. It's basically the same thing, you know?
Guys, I made it. I made it to the
mountain. Guys, I'm here.
Oh, my God. The pictures were nice, though. I assume it was a good time. I hope you kids had a good time. Be safe.
It was fun, yeah. We didn't do anything very extenuating, though. I think we ate lunch and walked around and... Oh, yeah, we played Pokemon Go. That was the best part.
Oh, damn. Fuck you.
It was a fun little village. It's just that, like, we didn't have, like, any fucking, like, equipment to actually go
or know
snowboarding
how,
and or skiing. I mean, I know how slightly,
your
but...
Your boy doesn't because he ain't got legs.
I haven't done it in so fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't ski, I can only snowboard. I heard skiing is really
you
hard,
you snowboarding, Lord Almighty.
I did it a while ago when I was younger. I mean, like, it's one of those things that you don't really forget. I mean, like, I'm sure I'd be rusty at it, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's like riding a bike.
It's like riding a bike, you never forget.
Yeah. I can't ski for shit, though. That'd fucking be weird.
I've wanted to learn. I haven't, like... I don't know. I woke up today and I just didn't do anything.
Wow, same. Lol.
Jesus.
Me. Yeah, Diesel, this is by far my favorite photo ever.
Oh, that's a nice
one. Wow, the audience can definitely see this.
They'll see it on Instagram eventually. Don't describe it.
Okay.
Well, it's as definitely you can see, it's satanic. It's satanic.
Oh my god. Brandon keeps calling me a
Satanist.
There's
a goat
Satanist,
in the background.
Guys.
I think it's funny.
Fuck you.
Did you guys know that he wears Satanist merch?
He wears pentagrams from Hot Topic all the time.
Okay, fuck you.
Well, I mean, like,
I
now they're going to be like,
yeah. I don't buy most of it at Hot Topic, to be honest.
I mean, buy most of it on
eBay. I mean, it's like,
eBay.
When we went there, like, the jacket that you, like, were wearing for, like, the, not, like, the hoodie, but, like, the outer jacket you wear over your hoodie, like, that you would wear for most of the trip, that was the, we found that in Hot Topic when we were looking for shit.
Yes, we did. That's right.
It is a decent jacket. I will give you that.
There you go. Satan has good merch.
I do quite like it.
I can't wait for him to start a YouTube channel.
He's literally on Nerd City's channel, prick.
Oh, shit. That's right. Oh, my God. I've been bamboozled again.
Haha. 2 more minutes.
Man, you know what's great? I love trying to fucking extend the podcast, and both of you just sit there and be fucking quiet.
It's gotta be an hour long. It's gotta be.
Oh my god, you guys are fucking awful.
We could just end it now.
What am I supposed to do? Just keep fucking talking about useless bullshit?
We can talk about Satan
again. This whole podcast is useless bullshit.
Fuck you! No, this was different. This was just leaving me out in the dust to fucking finish this, and I didn't know when to start or like I was just talking to myself.
Okay, do you want me to bring something up, Diesel?
Sure.
All right. So I've heard through some really interesting sources, BuzzFeed, that there's going to be laser sharks deployed in the oceans.
Okay.
U.S. laser sharks.
So, what?
Their mission is to find Atlantis.
Okay, so this is bullshit. All right, you're just talking about Aquaman again?
No, I'm talking about laser sharks.
That's an article that exists. If you show me that article, not. But like...
No, it's totally not an article that exists. There's no such thing as laser sharks, Diesel.
All right, we hit the hour mark. Do the outro.
No, we didn't, because we had to cut a bit out at the start. Remember?
Yes.
I'm not. I'm just gonna put oofs over it.
The outro's gonna take like 12 seconds. Who cares?
Okay, fine. Thank you for watching the My Name Jeff podcast. You can check us out down below at @labmouse_ on Twitter, Instagram, and everything else, like SoundCloud down below as well as Google Music. And subscribe, because I fucking told you to. Thank you for watching. Anybody have last words?
I hope this episode goes down as our absolute worst one, because it is.
What?
I'd like to see someone rate all the episodes. That'd be good.
That'd
be like, fucking weird.
Please, like, just, like, somebody make, like, a fucking Tumblr post or, like, a twit longer about, like, every episode of Labmouse reviewed. Just, like, 1 through 65. It's shit. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.